Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Mija. Mija means my daughter in Spanish, and this podcast is about my family. Those alive, those long gone, and those still dreaming. If this is your first episode with Mija, stop right now and listen to the full season before listening to this. This is our grand finale, and you'll need to know all about La Familia to make this episode truly special to hear. If you've been listening all along, thank you. Thank you for sharing these 10 minutes with us every week. We send you un beso y abrazo enorme from the entire Mija team. Now here's what you need to know about La Casa. It's in Nueva York, and in Bogotá, and in Cali. It's in music, and in food, and in the moment before a loved one picks up the phone to say hello. It's home. So here goes, 10 minutes on La Casa, home in Spanish. We're in Cali. There are two kids outside playing with the family dog, Simca. It's pouring rain, but they don't mind. The rain adds drama to the scene they're acting out. In fact, they're pretending to be toreadors. Simca is the bull. Rocky's brother, Martin, plays the announcer. Young Rocky is waving a red t-shirt in front of Simca, who plays the role expertly. He even plays dead when Rocky defeats him. Rocky's older sisters have already started to leave La Casa. Some of them are in America. Others are in Mexico or Venezuela. So the house is a bit quieter these days. Ana lets the kids play for a bit before calling them in. Rocky and Martin's games remind her of the days when all the kids were still there. She kisses the two of them on the forehead as they stroll in soaking wet, along with the dog. One day, Rocky and Martin leave La Casa just like the others. Many years later, Rocky and Martin are in Nueva York. It's snowing outside, and Martin comes over to Rocky's house for a drink. They haven't seen each other in years. Martin went to Venezuela, built a life there, but lost everything, and had to start over from zero in America. Here in Rocky's cold kitchen, thousands of miles from La Casa, two brothers remember a rainy day in Cali. We are in Nueva York. Mano just finished kindergarten and Tatica's throwing a little graduation party. The guests are her neighbors, a Cuban couple, a Costa Rican family, another Colombian family, and some friends from school. Everyone is in their Sunday best. Pork roast is in the oven, the beans and rice are cooking, and Tatica passes the plates around. In this cramped apartment on 80th Street in Queens, they dance. Tatica dances with Mano, and I try teaching some of Mano's friends some basic salsa steps I learned from Rocky. Tatica is happy. She remembers the parties in La Casa and is proud of herself for making her own here in Nueva York. She serves her guests, and as everyone talks around her, she thinks, ¡Qué belleza! What a beautiful thing. We're in Bogota. It is Christmas. There are 500 of us all together. Those alive, those long gone, and those still dreaming. Among the guests, some familiar faces. Mano, Tatica, Rocky, Gita and Titi, Chacho, Ana and Fino, Melita, Memo, Martin, Maria, Emilio, all of Rocky's sisters and their children, and their children's children. There are also aunts and uncles I've never met and great-great-grandparents and cousins. Generations of La Familia, all together in one place. There will be a big feast and then presents. The gifts fill an entire room, but such a feast is difficult to plan, to say the least. Flights were booked in advance, visas were applied for, and even a bruja was hired to ensure the ancestors would be welcomed well into this world. Rocky is one of the first to arrive. He sees Ana making sancocho in the kitchen and runs and gives her a big hug. Fino is giving the littlest members of the family dance lessons. Titi and Mano are chatting about his life as a journalist. Melita and Chacho are reunited too. They spend the day decorating the biggest Christmas tree you've ever seen. Bigger than the one at Rockefeller Center. Bigger than the Empire State Building. It is as old as La Casa. But nothing is perfect, because La Familia has never done this before. So, obviously, the table isn't big enough. So Mano and Rocky and our great uncle Álvaro look for a way to extend the table. They take bits and pieces from other furniture in the house to make sure everyone has a seat, and a little more, because you never know who might drop by. The house itself is made of wood, and so they even take pieces from the walls. At the end of a grueling day of work, Álvaro takes a look at his masterpiece. It extends from the kitchen, through the living room, on through the front door, through the yard, and down the street. Gita and Ana, ever wise, say, "But where will we dance?" Álvaro, Mano, and Rocky look at each other and start laughing. Mano says, "Well, maybe the cacumen skipped a few generations." And so they take it apart, make a big buffet table at the front of the house, right under the tree. And they dance. Many of them have not seen each other in decades. So much has gone unsaid. Time has changed everyone. Distance has changed everyone. But something hasn't changed. The music. And in those silences that the years have created, the music brings them together. In this casa. You might be asking yourself, but how? If it were Rocky telling the story, he'd say someone in La Familia won the lottery and was able to fund the whole thing. If it were Tatica telling the story, she'd say that that person was me, Mija. If it were Mano, he'd say he saved some famous Colombian like Shakira or Juanes from sure death so they'd pay for it. But the truth? It's a dream. The truth is, I'm on a train in a city far from Colombia and New York. I'm grown up, and I have built a life somewhere new. And I'm in a WhatsApp group. And there are these voice messages asking me how I am, how's work, and sending me love.
Buenos días. Esta mañana Dios nos hizo un hermoso regalo, la vida.
And I close my eyes. And I'm in La Casa, with everyone. I'm home. Now I'd like to end my 10 minutes with this. You've met my familia. Listen to their joys and sorrows. Maybe you laughed a little, or teared up on the subway or in your car on your way home from school, or work. This is a familia of immigrants, of people who dreamed and created new lives in a foreign country, of people who left their families and communities behind to start over. Now, Tatica, Mano, and myself had the privileges of going back to La Casa to be present in family life. Rocky wasn't so lucky. His family was split across different countries, and now there's no house in Cali to go back to. In fact, it's easy to forget that many immigrants are unable to go home to their casa because they can't afford it, or because there's nobody left to go back to, or because if they leave, they might never be allowed to come back. Many familias are separated by distance and circumstance, but La Casa is with us wherever we are, and nothing will ever change that. This podcast was produced by Studio 80, raising voices across cultures. Our executive producer is Lori Martinez. She is the voice of Miha in English, French, and Spanish, and hails from Queens, New York. This show was written as an audio love letter to the immigrant experience there and around the world. Our associate producer, Rebecca Seidel, is also from Queens. She recorded all of the New York sounds for the show. Our associate producer, Laura Ubate, recorded the sounds in Bogota, Colombia. She recorded family members in the real casa. Gabriel Dalmaso is based in Paris and created Miha's theme music. Our show art and logo were designed by London-based artist Tiffany DeLune. Special thanks to the real familia whose voices you've heard throughout the season, family members who lent their voices and inspired these stories. And finally, it isn't over yet. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Miha Podcast, that's M-I-J-A Podcast, for updates, bonus content, and work we'll be making in between now and season 2. Until next time, sending you much love and good old American recuerdos.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.